Yeah, first of all, thank you very much to the speaker. She's listening to us, so if you have direct questions to her, that's possible. We will get the answer in writing. And not only this presentation, but I think also the other two before, that's lots of food for thought, actually. And I think it feeds into several of the work streams that we have been discussing here in the joint task force. So one is the pan-European assessment and the selection of indicators. So I think also the last presentation gave us a very good hint in actually what the direct links are between health and environmental concerns. So it was also kind of like this criminal case of like identifying the sources of lead pollution, for example, in Georgia, and other areas that of high policy relevance. The other presentation, I mean, from Alejandra from ONS in the UK, the climate change context, I think also very good, and also lots of food for thought for how we can consider new indicators, but also how we can utilize the existing indicators in the best way to show these connects. And of course, also the WHO presentation about this indicator framework that they have presented. Many of the indicators we are already aware of, we have already considered in the guidelines for the application of environmental indicators. But I think there are some new ideas on how we can provide the link better between the environment and the health nexus. So this would be my personal take. I think we have lots of things to digest. And maybe we can also actively kind of involve, you know, those presenters in the selection of indicators and in future reviews of our guidelines, because this is really, really interesting work that you have all been doing and still working on. And I really would like to see a closer connection between what we are doing here from an environmental lens. We have to break this silo, not only looking at environmental data, but also looking at health information at the same time. And as Ariana, I think, mentioned, is like this integration of the information is very, very important, specifically from the policy perspective. So there are lots of policy questions out there that require that link. So I just would like to share my own conclusions from these presentations without having any specific questions or comments on any of the presentations. Thank you.